here's a story from The World.
It's been a while since most of us have gone to a museum. According to social media, what art lovers really miss, they're all about that base. A nice butt. The sculpted kind, that is. A recent social media campaign launched by the Yorkshire Museum in the UK, #BestMuseumBum. It went viral because Lucy Crichton is Yorkshire Museum's archaeology curator. She kicked off the challenge with the derriere of a Roman statue. Why'd you choose this particular bum, Lucy?
Well, we chose this Best Museum Bum because it's just a fantastic piece of Roman art. It would have decorated public baths, we think, in the suburbs of Eboracum, Roman York. So it's local to us. It's an exotic import. We thought it's a fantastic museum bum.
So I know the Yorkshire Museum has a curated battle series. Is this Roman bum part of that series? And how did that whole series start?
So the Yorkshire Museum has been playing curator battle on Twitter since lockdown began. Like museums across the world, we've been closed since the middle of March. So we've had to be creative in finding ways to engage with the public.
What do you think about all the non-traditional bums that people have been sharing in this viral takeoff of Best Museum Bum, like the bottoms of bumblebees and fish with legs?
I know. People have been so creative. It's been fantastic. There have been bums from the animal kingdom, both in taxidermy variety, but also living animals, but also museums that don't have traditional collections of sculpture and art got really creative. And we had the bums of ships and of other vehicles like trains and even the tail gunner position of a Halifax bomber. So people really got creative in their best museum bum choices.
Yeah, every object has its bum. Now that I think about it, they're kind of everywhere in museums. Is that something art curators are all in on, like the bums in museums? And why? Was it the least offensive body part that artists were willing to take on publicly?
You're right that all museums have bums in one form or another. And there's something universal about the human body. It's been a subject of art and historical objects throughout history. The nude figure has been a popular topic in art for a long time. Why is that? Well, it's universal. We've all got them. But in terms of sharing museum bums and why we thought it was a fun topic to choose, it's because it gives people, including curators and the public, a bit of license to be silly with the collections and have a little bit of fun. And it's a fun way to engage people who perhaps aren't regular museum visitors, who might go to a museum to try and seek out some bums.
Well, these kinds of activities kind of change the perception of museums as being serious places for high-minded art and maybe make them a little more fun.
I think so. I think initiatives like Curator Battle and I think museums having fun on social media can perhaps help to break down some of those perceived barriers to access that museums can face. We try to be as inclusive as possible at York Museums Trust, and museums are looking to diversify their visitors and to be accessible for everyone. So doing fun things on social media is a way to promote our collection and get it out there to parts of society that might not normally walk through our doors.
Lucy Crichton is Yorkshire Museum's archaeology curator. She's been speaking with me about the museum's recent #BestMuseumBum challenge. Lucy, it's been great talking stone, bronze, and other bums with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
From PRX.